I'm Jamie Dunn. After a video of a white Chicago police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times was released to the public, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel became the focus of intense backlash. He responded by firing Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy. In many ways, this was history repeating in a city that's had twice as many police chiefs than it's had mayors in the past six decades, and more than its share of police scandals. I sat down with author Thomas Gradle to talk about his essay, which looks at the rocky relationships of Chicago mayors and police chiefs from Boss Daley to Mayor Rahm Emanuel. That piece is this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report. Your story looks at police superintendents in Chicago, and you note that many have either been fired or quit because they realized they were probably going to get fired. Can you just give us an overview of the recent past?
What was really in the news most recently was the firing of the superintendent, Gary McCarthy, by Mayor Emanuel. A judge ordered the release of a video showing a white policeman killing a 17-year-old black youth who was moving away from him and not threatening him, even though the police story was that the cop felt that his life was in danger, and the cop fired 16 shots, all this captured on video, which, of course, outraged the public. Even though McCarthy himself wasn't involved, there was evidence of cover-up both by the mayor and by the police department. So instead of the mayor firing himself, he fired McCarthy. I look back at the history of it, and that's really the tradition in Chicago, that the police chief takes the blame both for things that he did or didn't do, but also for the overall problems with the police department, both corruption in the police department and the police department's relationships with the African-American community, which haven't been good for more than 50 years.
You looked back at other scenarios when the police chiefs were fired, and the first one that you touched on was the Summerdale police scandal. And I am not from Chicago, so I had never heard the story. And it's pretty, like, shocking. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It is very shocking. And, you know, it came very early in the first Mayor Daley's term in office. The story was there was this burglar had gone to high school with a bunch of policemen who were assigned to the Summerdale Police District, which is now called the Foster Avenue Police District, which is up on the north side of Chicago, up in the Edgewater neighborhood. And what the burglar was doing, he was breaking into businesses and stealing goods. And he was bragging about them to his policeman friends, and they decided that they wanted to get in on the action. And they made arrangements to be lookout for him and help him haul the stuff away when he pulled it out of a business or a retail operation. And then they shared the loot. And when the story broke, police from other other sections of the city were assigned to go get the goods, and they hauled away four truckloads of merchandise that the burglar had stolen and had given to the policeman. Of course, this was a major scandal, and it happened also at a time when Ben Adamowski, who was then the state's attorney, was considering to run at the next election against Mayor Daley. So it became a big to-do. It was covered very widely in the papers. Even though the police chief, Timothy O'Connor, had been on the force for 31 years and had been in very good graces with the mayor and the mayor's office, he got fired. So, I mean, it's really an interesting story. The policemen got convicted, almost all of them. A number of them were fined, but eight were convicted. And it sort of set the public's awareness of corruption on the police force. And there were many other instances throughout our history of police corruption.
What do you say to folks who make the argument that these scandals are just caused by a few bad actors, but most police officers are doing the right thing and just trying to do their jobs?
That's true, but I think that the culture in the police department really is a force that prevents rank-and-file policemen from really being able to do anything about it. There's a lawsuit that's going on right now. Two policemen are suing the police department because they found out about other police officers who were involved in shaking down drug dealers, and they first complained to their department, but nothing happened, and then they turned the information over to the FBI, and then the police were investigated and prosecuted. The whistleblowers, the ones who called it to the attention of the FBI, were considered as rats and were, you know, given lousy assignments, told that they had to watch their backs, that they couldn't count on the other policemen to protect them. There are stories like this throughout the recent history of the police department, many instances of police being involved in shaking down either dope dealers or taverns, and other policemen knowing about it, other policemen intimidated not to say anything about it. So even though most of the policemen are good, there's no culture to make sure that the standards that they espouse and say that they, you know, that the police department believes in are being upheld. I mean, I have this childhood dream that the police ought to be like what I thought were the Canadian Mounties, you know, pure, upstanding, always law-abiding, helpful. And we find that the history of Chicago is not that, and too much of it has been swept under the rug, even though a lot of it has become public. You know, we didn't even talk about the John Burge case, where, you know, for over a decade was torturing suspects, and in many cases of forcing false confessions, which ended up costing the city of Chicago millions of dollars. I mean, some estimates are over $100 million.
So is the city destined to just continue the cycle where there's a police scandal and then the mayor fires the superintendent, but nothing really changes that much? Or is there a way to make it better?
Admittedly, there's no easy solution to this. I mean, if somebody said, we'll make you police chief, what would you do? And these are very, very embedded problems in our history and in our culture, and they're not going to be solved by a police chief. I mean, it would take the mayor, the city council, civic leaders of the city to really marshal all sorts of resources to address these problems. So we have this culture where we think that the top guy is in charge, and until he falls on his face, we support him. And the problem is that you need more than the top guy, and you need work done at many levels within the political culture and within the police department. And we need to have more vigilance on what is actually being done, not just what trouble is being avoided, but what is being done to make things better a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. We need to have a perspective of making improvements that are going to last, and not just pulling out one guy and replacing him with another guy.
You can read Gradel's essay for Illinois Issues at our website, nprillinois.org.